The 8 men and women who filed the suit are now in their 50s. As kids, they were wards of the state and put under the care of Father John Morse and other Jesuit priests at St. Mary's Mission School in Omak. 3 of the alleged victims sit awkwardly in front of cameras to publicly tell their story for the first time. Catherine Mendez barely speaks above a whisper.
While I was there, Father Morse sexually assaulted me on a regular basis.
She says she feels like she was robbed and left an empty shell. She blames it for her inability to even hold her own children.
I will always feel that I was cheated, that there's no going back. There's no way to ever fix it.
The alleged victims say they believe the state knew what was happening at the mission school, but chose to ignore it.
The physical abuse started from the time I was in first grade, and it just got worse from there on.
Dwayne Paul says at the time he told a state social worker that bad stuff was happening at the mission.
She said everything was going to be all right, and at one time she told me that I shouldn't be making up stories.
The State Department of Social and Health Services says it isn't yet commenting on the suit. Father Morse was never charged with a crime and has denied the allegations. However, in March, the Jesuit order overseeing the mission and others in Alaska and the Pacific Northwest agreed to pay a $166 million settlement to Native American and Alaskan Native abuse victims. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.